Saturday Night Live, celebrating its 40th anniversary, one of the original cast members was Garrett Morris, and he's on the phone with us right now. 40 years ago?
Yes, sir. Boy, I still got some underwear that about that old.
As long as you're not wearing them, that's good.
And well, you're still rolling 40 years later, and you're one of the stars of Two Broke Girls.
Yeah, I mean, I've been lucky, man. I made my 78th birthday yesterday, and, you know, Providence has blessed me, man. I can't say God no more because I'm a Buddhist. But, you know, Providence has blessed me. I'm with Kat and Beth and Jonathan and Matthew and Jennifer Coolidge.
She's hilarious.
And funny
that's
all the
a
time.
Very oh funny show.
That's a very funny show. Two Broke Girls is funny if you haven't seen it.
I'm in a scene with Jennifer, I have to really keep my eyes up at her.
Does she ever say that to you? Hey, up here, Garrett. Up here.
Okay, what surprise she's had to do that. Okay. Gotta get them lives together. You know?
I might be up in age, but nothing wrong with my eye.
What do you mean you had eyes? I didn't even know you had eyes.
Player, what was your favorite Saturday Night Live bit with Garrett Morris?
It's gotta be good night and have a pleasant tomorrow, man. Definitely, man.
Good night and have a pleasant tomorrow.
Tonight's top story.
That was one of my favorites. Of course, Chico Esquilla was one of my favorites. Actually, my favorite was the first improv I ever did there was a thing called I'm going to get me a shotgun and shoot all the whiteys that I see.
Did you ever do that?
Yes. Can I tell you quickly how that happened? Please. I was the Bella Fonte singer. And one of the guys told me about how Truth and Consequences had his show where Art Linkletter used to invite people with talent up to the stage to do their thing. And an old lady from North Carolina had written a lot of songs, but he invited her up and she shamefully came up very shyly. He made her do her favorite song. And I swear to God, her favorite song was da 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 da. I'm gonna get me a shotgun and shoot all the N-words I see. Right? So I was at this time being asked the improv and I had nothing, Tom. And I thought about that story and I said, well, if I just switch N-word to Whitey, then I got me an improv. So that's why I came back out with I'm going to get me a shotgun and shoot all the whiteys I see. And really, it's amazing because I've been in New Orleans where everybody knows me. And I've had guys who look like they were extras in Deliverance. And say, Jared Morris, that's you, man. My favorite thing by you is, and they start singing.
They start singing.
Wow.
Why do you think Saturday Night Live is not, and this is just my opinion, is not, nowhere near as funny as it was back in the day? I mean, it's not even close.
I think that whole right-wing Paul, is that way you say T-A-L, that's been coming over this country since the like the 80s, man, with stuff with Reagan, all of that stuff that's been coming from Congress, and then that 10% didn't just start messing with us in the last 10 years or so when they got the union again. They've been doing it. That whole way of thinking, in my opinion, has affected what goes on TV. It goes on in the movies. Everybody, you can't make a joke about anybody anymore,
you
know.
Correct, right.
Are we going to see you at the celebration, at the 40-year celebration?
I actually, and I swear to God, this is the truth, they had to convince me, yes, I will be there. At first, I wasn't going to be there, but I will be there.
Why didn't you want to go?
Because of what you just said, and because of the way I've been relating in the last 10, 15 years, it's not really that I don't view it as something important in my life. It is. Just that I hadn't really wasn't related to the way I see it. Except sometimes people like Tina Fey and them coming out with that thing with Sarah Palin is not really doing what I think Saturday Night Live ought to be doing. Okay? Mm. And it ought to be challenging a lot of stuff. It ought to be like still, it ought to have that energy that came out of Mad TV and out of that. It ought to be like that. And it's not. And it's nobody seems to want to make it like that.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
I agree with you.
Good night. We'll see you the next time, okay?
All right. Hey, by the way, Tom, I remember when you were in the Tale of Two Cities. I remember way back there, man. And, hey, congratulations, man, on being one of the baddest.
Phone breaking up, Garrett.
Did you do that?
I did that.
That was Saturday Night Live.